Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Are e-cigarettes a fad? Are they on the way out? Well, listen to this. Sales of e-cigarettes have seen a steep drop in recent months after years of triple-digit growth. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what's happening with these cigarettes?
Yeah, it's kind of a surprise, right? I mean, this was supposed to be the next big market. Now we're talking about them going out before they ever really got established.
Yeah.
But it seems like there's a couple of things going on. One of them definitely has to be safety concerns. You've seen a lot of those headlines recently about these things exploding in people's pockets. The numbers aren't that high, but I think the headlines rattle people a little. Add to that those longer-term concerns about the safety of e-cigs. You've got some new state laws coming in, whether it's taxes or regulations. But this is the most shocking to me. Evidently, people just don't like them. Smokers say they're not like smoking a cigarette. It's hard for me to get my head around that because I'm a non-smoker. I thought that was the point, that they weren't supposed to be exactly like cigarettes. But you know, analysts are saying it's supposed to be a substitute, right? When you drink diet soda, it's supposed to taste just like soda. You're supposed to get all the sort of benefits without the risk. And this isn't mimicking that experience as well. So people seem like they just don't like them as much. So put all those things together and you're seeing a big drop-off.
Well, and you've had certain places ban them and treat them like cigarettes and say you can't smoke e-cigarettes here. And you've had places put taxes on them like Washington, D.C.
Yeah. I mean, this is, to me, the legacy of big tobacco. We asked that right from the beginning when I was interviewing a lot of these CEOs, because big tobacco is in there, but there are a lot of small companies who were kind of the first ones out there. And I said, doesn't that cloud linger over you? They said, no, it doesn't. It's different. But it turns out people do sort of think they're just another version of cigarettes. A lot of those health advocates, children advocates especially, who work so hard to kind of reduce teen smoking, are very concerned about this. They've been very aggressive in lobbying to get the taxes high, to ban them, to get rid of those flavors that helped make them taste better and be more palatable. They want to get rid of those. They say that is really targeted to youth, to children. And they've been pretty effective so far. And the public, even if they smoke them, they seem to be okay with all this regulation and in favor of it in a lot of polling. And that doesn't bode well for this sector.
But are the people who are deciding not to use e-cigarettes going back to regular cigarettes? Or are they not smoking at all? Or do we know?
We don't really know, but here's the rub. So there's a lot of concern about safety, clearly, about the long-term health effects of this. And there's not a lot of information. The FDA has not issued a final ruling on that. A lot of doctors we talk to, including our own Sanjay Gupta, say, listen, there's just not enough evidence yet. We can't make an educated decision about whether there is any long-term health effect. But, and it's a big but, we do know that cigarettes are terrible for you. So even though it's right to be, you know, cautious, a lot of people are concerned that some would-be smokers who we know are damaging their health could use these as an alternative, help wean them off, and they're not because they're worried about the health risk because there's so much confusion out there. So are they going back to smoking? Maybe. And is that a good thing? Maybe not, even if there are questions about e-cigarettes. It's kind of complicated.
It's interesting. Almost every interview that I ever do about anything involving health, it comes down to eat right, exercise, and don't smoke. That's the bottom
line. And that doesn't change. And it seems like maybe don't smoke anything is what the public health officials are saying. And it seems to be resonating a little bit with consumers.
That's CNN's Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks as always.
Sure thing.